Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, taking your calls, your questions, your comments. So, many of you have noticed that your doctor went bye-bye. Your doctor closed up shop and said, see ya. Well, they didn't say see ya. Some of them might have moved to a different industry. But it is no surprise that our primary care doctor shortage didn't all of a sudden resolve in 2020. In fact, it's continuing. We are going to continue to have a shortage of primary care doctors. I don't believe we have enough residencies training doctors fast enough. We need more doctors. We need more PAs. We need more nurse practitioners. And we are not doing a very good job keeping our medical providers in practice. You know, people have asked me if I'm retired. I'm not retired. I don't think I could ever retire because I'm a workaholic. I plan to work, you know, till the day I die. God forbid that happens anytime soon, but I will just continue to work. I'd be on bed rest. I just work, right? Post-op from surgery, still work. I just like to work. But I did close my practice, and we talked about that. That was during the ACA, years and the ramifications from that, where patients had high deductibles, so insurance companies were giving us big zeros in our mailbox, no money coming in, no electronic payments coming in from insurance, because they're like, patient's got a deductible on that one. Bill the patient. Well, during the recession, patients didn't have money. I got offered a job to teach. My media career was growing. I couldn't afford to keep my neighborhood mom-and-pop practice. Well, many closed down their practices during the Great Recession and during the Obamacare years. And again, we're not blaming Obamacare. It's just the new system changed where insurance was not paying the doctor and the majority of the income had to come from the patients that they were taking care of. And it wasn't a system that could add longevity unless you ran your medical practice more like a business. Doctors, they say, are the worst business people. We're not. Doctors are not bad business people. They just make a choice, and they'll make a choice of patient first. Once a patient sees a doctor act like a business person and not put that person, you know, the first, they lose that patient. My patient saw that I put them first before my family. Somebody banging on the door at 5, 6 o'clock at night or wanting to come in on a weekend to be seen when I could be home with my family. Now, they saw that I put them first. I regret some of that because, you know, my kids are grown up, but doctors put patients first. So we're not bad business people. It's just, you know, we're not going to only spend 2 minutes with you if we really want to spend longer. So many doctors during that period did shift and start working for companies, trying to run your own practice, dealing with staff, trying to pay staff, make sure that they got paid before you, dealing with insurance and Medicare. It was easier to let somebody else manage that. So a lot of doctors became employees. Well, things are changing. The rest of the doctors that had their own private practice, when COVID hit, very different. Okay, if you weren't a part of a big company, you had trouble getting PPE. You had trouble keeping staff and encouraging staff to come back to work. A lot of staff is like, I don't want to get COVID. And where's the PPE? Well, a lot of the doctors, they tried to go to their medical suppliers. They couldn't get, you know, the shields and the gowns and all the drapes and gloves and things like that. I mean, my medical supply company still haven't been able to buy masks from. Luckily, I've been able to get masks from other places. But So, you know, the smaller family medicine office or primary care office kind of got passed over. Many of those doctors, you know, still haven't gotten COVID vaccinated. A lot of those staff haven't gotten COVID vaccinated. If a lot of the vaccines were done within the hospital settings, then a lot of the outside doctors have to kind of go, can I get mine? Can I get mine? Staff want to get theirs too. They need to get theirs too. But what really changed, and the reason why you probably are having a tough time seeing your doctor, is many doctors moved to telemedicine. When they saw that their patients weren't coming in, their bills were still there. They still had to pay mortgage. I know there was rent eviction and things like that, but, you know, the average person thinks they're going to be getting a balloon payment soon, and so they don't want that. So many doctors would still try to pay their malpractice. You still have to pay their malpractice. I don't think malpractice said, you know what, you don't have to pay your bills because of COVID. So they still had to pay workers' comp. They still had to pay malpractice. They still had to buy supplies. They still had to pay the rent, power, cable bill, all the other stuff. Yeah, cable, because sometimes people watch cable. That gets expensive. So many doctors started to do telemedicine. Once you do telemedicine, it's hard to go back. You're like, oh, this is nice. I could be home. I could sit down. And telemedicine offered a lot of doctors ways to work. It was one of the greatest jobs I've ever had. And it was simple. It was easy. And, you know, you didn't have the exposure to COVID. You didn't have to worry about your staff, you know, not wanting to come in or calling out or being exposed. So a lot of doctors said, maybe I'll move to telemedicine. The other thing is doctors that didn't want to move to telemedicine, their patients decided for them. Their patients left them. I can't tell you how many patients I've seen, and I know the doctor. I'm like, go back and see Dr. Joe. Go back and see Dr. Bill. They're like, no, it's cheaper and easier to do telemedicine. I'm like, but I don't want to take patients away. I don't, you know, I work for a company. I see these patients, and I'm like, I know who your doctor is. Go back. So doctors are losing patients to telemedicine. They're losing staff to, you know, for those who are like, you know what, I think I'm done with getting exposed to COVID. A lot of doctors are realizing they're being underappreciated, and now they're probably going to be paid less with some of the new Medicare rules. So if you're seeing your doctor leave or retire or semi-retire, that's why. We thought things were going to get better, hopefully, after all the changes that happened to tort reform, and it didn't. And now with talk of, you know, public options and Medicare for all, if a doctor is going to try to work on his own, he's going to have to shift to a model where it's not insurance-based. It's where it's concierge, where people pay. And we're going to talk more about concierge medicine. But, you know, if your doctor leaves and you don't know why, those might be some of the reasons. Or they're just done. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So China, they know how to build things pretty quickly, don't they? We're being told that China is building a massive COVID-19 quarantine camp for 4,000 people as their outbreak continues. Now, remember China? It first happened there. Then they said, don't worry, we got this. And then they ended up being one of the lowest countries in terms of death rates. And we were all like, really? What are you talking about? So we're currently worldwide, we have 96.9 million cases. So we're almost at the billion mark. No, we're not. We still have ways to go. Anyway, sorry about that. 2 million deaths. Guys, it has been a long year. Please. Very, very long year. Cut me some slack. Okay, look, I'm not running for president. So I can make goofs on air. And you want to know what? I guess it doesn't matter because you can still be president anyway. 70 million people have recovered. But we have 96 million coronavirus cases. The U.S., of course, tops it at 24 million cases. India, 10.6 million cases. Brazil, 8.5 million cases reported. Russia, 3.6 million cases reported. UK, 3.5 million. Rounding out the top 10 is France, Italy, Spain, Turkey, and Germany, ranging from 2 to 3 million cases. Then comes Colombia, Argentina, Mexico, Poland, and South Africa, ranging from 1.3 million cases to 1.9. Then Iran, Ukraine, Peru, Indonesia, the Netherlands. Then we have Czechia, Canada, Romania, Belgium, Chile, Iraq, Portugal, Israel, number 28 with 500,000 cases. Sweden, Bangladesh, number 30. Where's China in here? If we look all the way down, China, I'm still looking, number 83. 88,000 cases. 4,600 deaths, but they have had an uptick. Again, you take those numbers for what they're worth. My guess is for them to build quarantine camps, this number is probably underestimation. So they say China's rushing to build these after the outbreak has left tens of millions of people under strict lockdown. The quarantine camp is located on the outskirts of Shijiazhuang at Zheng. Hopefully I'm not mispronouncing that too badly. The provincial capital of Hebei province. It surrounds the country's capital, Beijing. China has largely contained, they claim, the spread of the virus, with much of the country returning to normal. However, a sudden rise in cases has alarmed officials and raised concerns ahead of the Lunar New Year, which is the country's huge annual festival. Hundreds of millions of people are expected to travel to visit family members. So officials in Shijiazhuang, where the outbreak is centered, have initiated mass testing, strict lockdowns, moving entire villages into centralized quarantine facilities in a bid to curb the spread of the virus. So workers are, they're actually building. I see the metal and the, not sure exactly what they're using, trying to look at the components, but they're currently building these housing camps. The new quarantine camp will house close contacts of confirmed COVID-19 cases. Authorities continue an extensive contact tracing and testing program. My guess is if they reach out to you, you answer the phone. In America, people are ignoring the contact tracing. They are avoiding the, never mind, I'll pass. And so, you know, in America, we're having some issues with the contact tracing. My guess is in China, they're a little bit more strict and diligent. I think people are afraid to not answer the phone. So it was originally planned to house 3,000 people, but has since been expanded to a capacity of 4,100. More than 4,000 construction workers performed 6 days and nights work to complete the first phase. Remember they built a hospital, like 10 days, temporary hospital? So they began construction on January 13th. Each prefabricated room is going to measure 18 square meters. It'll come with an ensuite bathroom and shower, desks, chairs, beds, Wi-Fi, and a television set. Wow. So this is a pretty big, ambitious task. It was a 10-day hospital. I think it was 1,000 beds. On Tuesday, China reported 103 new confirmed cases and 58 asymptomatic infections, meaning people that just tested positive going, really, I have it? And so they want to kind of curb it. Now, we watch what happens in other countries because, unfortunately, we have people that want, in our beautiful country, want us to mimic some of our socialized and communistic brothers out there. And so, if an effort to contain the outbreak means we might have to be isolated or a forced quarantine, I think I want to know about it because my guess is people are watching what's happening in China going, oh, we could do that here in America. I hope not. Germans who refuse to quarantine repeatedly are going to be held in detention centers, even under police guard. New York Post is reporting that officials in the state of Saxony, which is experiencing one of the worst outbreaks in the European nation, they say, have already approved plans to hold quarantine breakers in a fenced-off section in a refugee camp. Another state, Brandenburg, also plans to use a section of a refugee camp. Now, I'm told these are not old concentration camps. These are new refugee camps. Most of the concentration camps were destroyed or being used now for historical sites. In Schleswig-Holstein, repeat offenders will be kept in a special area in a juvenile detention center. The state of Baden-Württemberg has two hospitals with rooms to hold the, I guess, quote-unquote criminals who are avoiding quarantine. They will be guarded by police, and the centers are aimed at detaining only those who continue to break lockdown measures even after fined. They say states have been granted powers to do so under the Disease Protection Act. It's an emergency law that was passed by the German Bundestag in March and renewed in November. So, you know, you see what's going on in Germany, you see what's going on in China, and I've seen Americans very easily, without any qualms, complain, call the police on others, turn people in. I see social media posts. It almost doesn't sound like we're in America. We need to do something about the people not wearing a mask. We need to do something, you know, to these people having parties. These kids need to be, you know, quarantined, or they need to be, you know, punished. What you see people say is there's, you know, rather than a, okay, we have American values, we have a constitution, we're dealing with a deadly virus, you know, and this virus is going to supersede lockdowns or, you know, Christmas dinners. It's going to, you know, live on whether we celebrate Christmas or not, or celebrate Easter or not. But I wouldn't put past any American that I've seen post things as I've seen on Facebook or social media, I wouldn't put it past them where they would want others to be quarantined or jailed. I mean, already some states had set up lines, narc lines, where you could call in and you can narc on others. What was that also in New York City? I think they had one. They had to shut it down because I believe Mayor Bill de Blasio said, send us a picture of somebody who was violating the lockdown. So I guess people sent pictures of their body parts, and they had to take the site down, right? But we have been encouraged to turn each other in. Now, some of you will say, Dr. Dahlia, please. You know, nobody's going to turn COVID into a reason for concentration camps. You know, I hope not, all right? And I hope we never see concentration camps. But I got to tell you, on a smaller scale, we're having people limited on where they could travel. Some states don't want you to come in. Some states don't want you to leave. Some states don't want you to work. We're being told not to work. We're being told where we could travel. Many people flying outside the United States will not be allowed to come back in if they don't get a COVID test. And if their COVID test is falsely positive, they're screwed. They won't be able to come back to their own country. We are seeing things we've never seen before. I never thought I would see other Americans turn other Americans in. I mean, I get if somebody, you know, shoplifts, you know, there's, you know, good citizens, and they're like, look, that person shoplifted, etc. But to turn somebody in because somebody's not wearing a mask or somebody's trying to feed their family, okay, that's scary. I'm seeing people very rude, very selfish. And so I wouldn't be surprised if people are looking at these detention areas or these, you know, facilities as, yeah, let's do it. Lock them up. Lock them up. Yeah, and the average bakery is like, it's really not my fault we have COVID. Why can't I work? The average person with COPD is like, really? Just test me negative. Give me my vaccine so I don't have to wear the mask. So it's crazy time right now, guys. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden is sworn in as the 46th President of the United States by Chief Justice John Roberts.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute
the office of President of the United States.
Office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability,
will, to the best of my ability,
preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Biden, at 78, becomes the oldest president in American history and the 15th vice president to ascend to the presidency. Biden now set to sign a slew of executive orders. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Before leaving Washington, D.C., then-President Trump held a departure ceremony at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland.
This has been an incredible 4 years. We've accomplished so much together.
The president highlighting his accomplishments.
We rebuilt the United States military. We created a new force called Space Force. That in itself would be a major achievement for a regular administration. We were not a regular administration.
The president also with kind words for the Biden administration.
I wish the new administration great luck and great success. I think they'll have great success. They have the foundation to do something really spectacular.
Lottery players once again failing to win the Mega Millions top prize, sending the jackpot soaring to close to $1 billion on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember that Wisconsin pharmacist that he was accused of removing vaccine dosages because he was afraid that people were going to get sick from the vaccines? Steve Brandenburg, this is in Wisconsin, was charged actually not with a felony, but a Class A misdemeanor at his hearing in the Ozaukee County Circuit Court on Tuesday, and I hope I'm not mispronouncing that. Pharmacist Brandenburg had allegedly intentionally removed 550 doses of the Moderna vaccine from a clinic refrigerator where he worked in Wisconsin. District Attorney Adam Gerald elaborated that the nature of the charges against Brandenburg may change depending on whether the vaccines removed are deemed to be ineffective. So because he was tampering with vials of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine, he has been charged with a misdemeanor. He was arrested on December 31st by the Grafton Police Department after an internal investigation by his employer, Advocate Aurora Health, concluded that he had intentionally removed the 550 doses of the Moderna vaccine from a clinic refrigerator. Now, they fired him. Aurora Health claimed his actions were, quote, human error, but later fired the employee and alerted authorities after deeming the actions intentional. Again, I would be in disbelief, too. I mean, I've seen people accidentally unplug refrigerators. Well, now, come to think of it, like we had a cleaning crew that unplugged the refrigerator, and when I went to check the temperatures of the vaccines, the vaccines were still cold, but the boxes were a little soggy. And we think what might have happened is they might have maybe used the outlet for a vacuum or something. I don't see why they had to use the lab outlet. And then maybe somebody decided to plug it back in. I'm not sure what happened, but it was frustrating for us that we had to throw out thousands upon thousands of dollars of vaccines. But if anybody alters the temperature, we have to throw them out. So Brandenburg was charged with a Class A misdemeanor. He could be sentenced up to 9 months in prison, fined $10,000, or face both punishments. So if the vaccines removed were deemed to be ineffective, I believe his charge could be even worse. Now, the clinic said they had to throw out the doses. Well, I would too, so how do you test them? I mean, if they're out, they're already useless. And the Moderna vaccine is allowed to be at room temperature for up to 12 hours. But it has to be stored in 36 to 46 degrees Fahrenheit. I believe it could be stored in that temperature for up to a month. So his license has been stripped by the state. He pleaded not guilty. And, you know, it's interesting. You know, pharmacists dedicate their lives to helping patients just like doctors do, just like nurses do. And what made this story so intriguing to people is this, as many people, you know, most people want to go, all right, well, this guy was a weirdo. You know, he was some whack job, and he lost it. I don't know. This is my problem with it. You know, it's so easy for me to go, okay, well, that guy was, you know, crazy. The problem is it's really hard to get through pharmaceutical school crazy. I mean, you really have to know your math. You really have to know your chemicals. It's still years of training. And he's not a young pharmacist who might have accidentally gotten through. I mean, he's obviously been in the field for a while. So when we see that somebody in the healthcare field is anti-vaccine and will risk his job, risk his license, risk his career, risk his name, risk jail time for his concern of the vaccine, it makes people uneasy. Now, again, I could go to sleep at night because I could say, all right, well, this guy has a screw loose. But, you know, as a doctor, I always have to kind of, you know, have an open mind. You want your doctor to have an open mind. You don't want your doctor to say, just do it. Do as I say, not as I do. You want to make sure that people are looking at all the data, all the possibilities. I told you guys when I was in training, there was a journal club we had to go to. It was mandatory, where we had to report to our attendings, our superior officers, basically, a study that we had read, evaluated, and highlight to them what the study was about. And this was in the 90s, and I found a study on postmenopausal estrogen causing heart attacks. And when I brought it up, I got ripped to pieces. Now they're like, oh, that study wasn't good, and we know that estrogen helps the heart, and, you know, it's malpractice if you don't give women estrogen. So, you know, it's a bad study. And so I was made to feel like crap, and then a few years later, the Women's Health Initiative came out, and the Women's Health Initiative had to stop the study because of women having heart attacks due to the estrogen. So I learned at a very young age, early in my training, that a one-off or a rogue study that finds something might actually be the seed to future medicine and future policy and to not blow it off. So I'm not saying we listen to this pharmacist. As far as I'm concerned, he put people in harm's way. The evidence is the vaccine does more good than hurt. So there was obviously something malicious there. So whatever happened to him, allegedly, if he is found guilty, I believe, you know, is within the realm of what the licensing board is allowed to do. But I do find it a little unsettling, and a lot of people do, that a healthcare worker would be that concerned about the shot to the point that they would risk all that. And then you ask why. Many of you have spoken to your doctors. One of you had written saying your doctor had told you to wait and not get the vaccine. What do you do? Yeah, I don't like to disagree with doctors, but I have to admit, doctors are split on the vaccine. Because, and I told you why, when this was a while back, I discussed how physicians, you have the physicians that go exactly by the book. Just like that doctor at that Trump rally who said that the average mask is not protecting people from the COVID virus because it's like a chain link fence and the virus can go right through it. He's not entirely wrong, but I'm on the side of doctors that say, look, all right, we understand it's not absolute. We understand that we have a pandemic, and I'm a fan of barriers, so I'm going to say go with the masks. I'm going to say social distance. But you have doctors out there going, but look, this is the honest-to-God data. Same thing with the vaccines. They're saying, but wait, we didn't do this vaccine the exact same way we did others. I don't trust it. But I'm on the side of the doctors going, look, I get it. I get what you're saying. But we have people dying. I don't know if we have time to wait. So it's a risk. It's like that Crimson Tide movie. I don't know if you ever saw Crimson Tide with Viggo Mortensen and Denzel Washington and Gene Hackman. A message came through to start nuclear war. Then another message came through. And they were debating, and then apparently communications were cut, so they were debating whether that message wanted to reinforce the nuclear attack or wanted to stop the nuclear attack. And people had to use the information they had, and they had to use their hunch, and it was a big debate. It was a good movie. So I can't comment on what this guy was thinking. By no means I think what he did was right. But it does make people nervous that somebody who is actually in that field and trained. I mean, this wasn't somebody that was some vendor that was loading up the vending machines with M&Ms going, you want to know what? I want to save the day. This is somebody who's dedicated his life to the pharmacology of things. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with the court case. But that's why people follow the story. It makes them a little nervous. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo.
The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, on the cannabis front, there has been a pretty big breakthrough, and University of Queensland researchers have found that cannabis might be able to kill off superbugs, like maybe super gonorrhea, maybe MRSA. So this is a huge breakthrough. We've spoken about superbugs. Superbugs are very, very interesting. We made superbugs. When we decided to go to antibiotics for everything from a little cough to our bronchitis to a little sore throat to some burning when we pee, we found that an antibiotic made us feel better, even if we didn't have a bacteria infection. And so when we take an antibiotic. If the bacteria dies, it can't make babies. If, however, the bacteria survives, then that bacteria must be pretty strong. They must have some good genes. So what ends up happening is a bacteria that survives that initial assault of antibiotics, those bacteria that were weak died. Those bacteria that kind of could make it will make progeny. And those progeny will probably be like their parents and be able to also avoid death from that bacteria or from that antibiotic. So resistance being bred is something that's happened ever since, I guess, we started to make, ever since we started to create antibiotics or use antibiotics. So I've seen some superbugs that frighten me because we have some very, very fancy antibiotics out there. 1928, Sir Alexander Fleming had discovered penicillin. It was by accident, right? Because he was using fungus, and while he was testing and evaluating bugs in the lab, he found that the penicillium was killing off bacteria. And by accident, he found that penicillin could be used and taken in a form to kill off bad bugs. Well, bugs got smart. Bugs realized, wait a second, okay, we have this penicillin thing. If we survive, our babies will survive. And so ever since penicillin, we've had sulfonylureas. We'll have sulfonamides, we've had cephalosporins, we've had the floxins, we've had the myosin family, the macrolides. So we have all these families of antibiotics as over the, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, we began to perfect the types of antibiotics and classes. One of the reasons why we didn't have as many deaths as we could have in World War II as we did with World War I is because of antibiotics being more widespread. Many of the officers and servicemen carried antibiotics with them. So we used antibiotics, and the antibiotics worked really well. So what ends up happening when our antibiotics stop working? Well, we need to use the non-antibiotic ways to attack the bacteria. So researchers at the University of Queensland Institute for Molecular Bioscience found that they might be able to use synthetic cannabidiol, or pot. Now, it's non-psychoactive, so you're not going to get a high from it, but it's the component of cannabis, known as CBD, and they found the component to kill bacteria, such as with gonorrhea. So the research has been hailed as a huge medical breakthrough. They believe drug-resistant infections kill 10 million people worldwide. It could prevent 10 million deaths by the year 2050. And we have it right under our nose. We have it in our cars. We have it in our backyard. So the research was recently published in the Communications Biology Journal. It's part of a collaboration between Queensland researchers and Botanix Pharmaceuticals. So this is not going to be a you just smoke pot. This is going to be a cannabis drug. They're going to want to take out the THC. They're going to want to make sure there's no mold and other things on the plant, no pesticides. So if CBD could kill some types of gram-negative bacteria, and gram-negative bacteria is the is what gonorrhea would kind of fall under. You have gram-negative and gram-positive. The bacteria have an extra outer membrane, this additional line of defense, so they're a little harder. Gram-positives are like the, strep, but the gonococci are gram-negative. And we might be able to, use what we have on God's amazing earth to fight superbugs. What else can we use to fight superbugs? Well, silver. During the Roman Empire and Middle Ages, we used to use silver as a healing agent. During the Civil War, we used silver nitrate to cure gonorrhea. Bacteria, when it comes to STDs, are pretty sturdy because they need to survive a lot of, secretions and areas that are not really hospitable to bacteria. And so I was on Pawn Stars, I was on Pawn Stars multiple times, but one of the things I brought on Pawn Stars was a Civil War syringe. And we used to put silver nitrate in it and then inject it into the man's urethra to help kill off gonorrhea. 2013, Boston University discovered why silver works. They say that its properties interfered with cell metabolism and also disrupted the wall. Well, that's kind of what antibiotics do. So silver can kill a bug very similarly to what antibiotics do. It's more expensive. Trust me, people are buying up silver and gold now because they're worried about inflation. But if there's a way we could use silver and figure out how to make it cheap and put it in a non-toxic form, it could actually be used in conjunction or, you know, as an adjunct to what we use in terms of killing microbials. Viruses. Back in 1915, Frederick Tort in Great Britain used bacteriophages, or viruses that attack bacteria. So you could actually take a virus to attack a bacteria. Research done at Yale found success of treating Pseudomonas aeruginosa. Pseudomonas aeruginosa has multiple ailments it causes, anywhere from hot tub folliculitis to certain types of pneumonia and blood infections. We see a lot of Pseudomonas in hospital infections, and it can become resistant to the fanciest of antibiotics. So if you use a virus, right, that's kind of where you get a smaller pathogen to fight a bigger pathogen, wasp venom. In 2018, MIT researchers found that venom from the Brazilian Polybia palista wasp could kill resistant Pseudomonas aeruginosa. MP1 toxin is responsible for that. They believe it can also combat cancer cells. Mammal's milk. Well, I don't know if you remember Tasmanian devil milk. Back in 2016, researchers in Sydney found that they could use, well, the immunologically immature young baby devils were able to live when their moms and parents were dying of this epidemic from this bacteria. And they found it's because these babies were weaning on their moms and there were antibodies in that milk. So the milk contained cathelicidins. Those are found to kill superbugs like MRSA, Enterococcus, so mammal's milk. We've also seen dye, like laser-activated dye to kill bacteria. Kind of like Da Vinci meeting Star Wars. It's kind of, yeah, dye and lasers and pretty cool. Red berry extract from the Brazilian pepper tree. Apparently in Brazilian traditional medicine, Brazilians would put this extract on their lesions and wounds using leaves and bark. The fruit was found to have an extract that could weaken superbugs like MRSA. Of course, vaccination, that helps our immune system. Scientists created something called the multivalent adhesion molecule, the MAM7, that would blind bacteria, prevent it from sticking to a host and spreading, kind of like strep. So, you know, we do have a lot of things that, you know, we're working on. Cannabis, I wouldn't be surprised, has some antimicrobial property. We just got to be careful on how we administer it. 1-877-DOCTORLY.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.